News from Auroville, Tuesday, June 30, 2009, on microphone Chloé, in studio Nobody. The weather today shows chance of rain, partly cloudy, wind south 25 km per hour. The heat index is about 39 degrees. Summer is finished. Those 2 months was as usual hot and peaceful in the city of Edown. We are happy to announce that schools will restart on Monday, 6th of July. Here is an interview with Evan Hastings, the facilitator of the workshop Interactive Theatre for Social Change in Auroville. The interview was made just after the performance at Visitor Center.
In Auroville, I facilitated a workshop about community and conflict at Verite. And then what came out of that workshop was a lot of larger questions about the community in Auroville. So we created this project, Drama in Auroville? Which was another 2.5 hour workshop at Barad Nevis, and then a performance tonight here at the Visitor Center.
And what is the concept of this special therapy?
It's the idea that theater can be used as a tool for healing. And it's more of an ancient concept of the role that theater and the arts play in society. And so I like to use drama therapy to look at social diseases and how can we collectively heal our society.
And so tonight there were the performance, and we are in the Visitor Center. And how was it?
The performance tonight was quite interesting. The key issues that I saw in the performance were issues of development within the Auroville community and issues of local workers, farmers, and the difference between the socioeconomic class divisions in Auroville and the social dynamics that that creates. I saw that that issue was more difficult for the audience to tackle within the dramatic medium than the issue of rumors in the community. They were very active about that. The audience was very active about addressing inequalities in the distribution of housing and wanting to brainstorm around that.
And so you felt there were some taboo about social hierarchy in Auroville?
Yeah, it was either a taboo or maybe it felt too daunting of an issue to approach, but I definitely witnessed far less audience engagement during those issues, and I was trying to pull on something, but the audience felt more distant at that point.
And you are used to do this workshop in many communities in the world or many places. And do you see any difference in Auroville?
Yes. Well, it's interesting because Auroville is an intentional community and it's young and it has very lofty ideals. And a lot of other cities or places you go to, people aren't necessarily living with these outwardly stated ethics of their community. It's normally more of a implied code or something. And I think that Auroville has changed from its origins. This is what I get from speaking to the older members of the community who were here in the beginning. And so people have different perceptions of what the community is. And I think that the conflicts that arise out of that are what form the basis of the drama that we had here tonight and that we were working with in the workshops. For more information, you can always check out my website, Evan Hastings, EvanHastings.com.
The entire performance will be ready soon on Auroville Radio website. There will be a play on Saturday, 4th of July at Visitor Center, 7:30 p.m., called The Click. A tale of sneakiness and stethoscopes as two travelers struggle to pick the giant combination lock that gives them across to the mythical society of secret souls. Starring Auroville Theatre Children. The news is an echo of activity in the life of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website, auroville.org, and thanks for listening.